At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Friday, a meat Friday at that. And in case you're wondering, I just checked on the Traeger grills, roasted leg of lamb, oysters Rockefeller, and watermelon and arugula salad. All together now, who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
That's what I like to hear. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dp-SHOW. We've touched on a variety of things. Celtics looked dominating last night. Warriors and the Mavs, game 2 coming up tonight. Saban, Jimbo, Dion all have the day yesterday. The SEC says, we're going to reprimand you. That's enough. So stop talking about this. And apparently everybody has. We reached out to the coaches, and nobody is talking today. Poll question from hour 2, and does it leak over to hour 3, Seton?
Yeah, Dan, right now we still have up there who won yesterday after all the news, all the college football hubbub, if you will.
Okay.
And right now it's still very close. It's 43% of the audience say Dion, but another 39% still like Jimbo.
Yeah, I think they probably look at this and the fact that Jimbo Fisher took on Nick Saban and said what he's probably been feeling for a long time. And then Dion comes in and just says, hey, you guys better be careful. You don't want to bring me into this because I know the bags that have been handed out. I know guys who've been paid. I know how this works. You know, everybody is all in on it because if you're in the coaching community, you're not going to turn in another coach and say he cheats because chances are you cheat as well. And if you're a player, former player, you're not going to rat out anybody because you got paid. You want everybody else to get paid. National Dog Rescue Day today at danpatrick.com. 20% off all of our dog treats there. Also, new T-shirts. Go to danpatrick.com. Our stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Now, Alabama and Texas A&M were the big topic of conversation yesterday. Alabama's dominated the transfer portal. I was told by a source yesterday, you know, Alabama's got 3 players coming in from the transfer portal who will play in the NFL. So they lead the league. They lead the nation when it comes to transfer portal of who they want to get. But Lincoln Riley has turned USC into a pretty hot commodity here. And it's thanks to the transfer portal. The Trojans landed 2 former 5-star recruits. They got Caleb Williams and Mike Williams earlier this offseason. Yesterday, USC added the Biletnikoff winner, best receiver in the country, Jordan Addison, former Pitt Panther, caught over 100 balls last season, 17 touchdowns. Jerry Rice's son is transferring into USC. When Riley took the job at USC, it was obvious the program would improve. But with the addition of the transfer portal, name, image, and likeness, USC has turned its roster around and turned it into one of the best in the nation. And Riley has produced two Heisman-winning quarterbacks. Now his offense is loaded. Five-star receivers. Historically, it takes a new coach with a roster like this a couple of years to turn things around. But name, image, and likeness in the transfer portal, the way that trends, we should get used to one-year turnarounds. And you certainly have that with USC. A couple of phone calls in here. Jeff in Buffalo leads us off. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today? Hey, Jeff.
Hello.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, how you doing, Dan?
Good. Turn down your radio.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I got to hit the mute button. I guess I should give you 6'2", 195, 45-inch, 10.5-inch hands.
All right.
Which brings me to the question. You've talked to Adam Silver about handling the ball and yo-yoing the ball and palming the ball. And I thought about what you're talking about today about Bob Cousy and how he couldn't play today. If Bob Cousy was allowed to handle the ball the way they can handle it today, the way John Moran can handle it today, he'd be fantastic. Because he already had the wizardry and the sight and the peripheral. If he could do what they can do today, be wonderful.
Well, I don't know that. I only know how good he was when he played. And he played for greatest coach of all time, Red Auerbach. He played with the greatest winner of all time in Bill Russell. So he was doing something right. And he played in an era where he faced Oscar, Jerry West, not on a night in and night out basis, but he played against good competition. But I think when this is where we always run that risk of, let me talk about my generation or today's player. Okay, there's going to be room in today's game, like there was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, for players who know how to play the game. And that is seeing the angles, understanding the game. Like Magic understood the angles of the game. Jordan understood the angles. Bird understood the angles of the game. How to move without the ball. And instead of just having athleticism, you can get caught up on athleticism, and it never fails. I'd go to a playground, pickup game, there'd always be a guy, and you go, oh, my God, that guy can jump. And then you'd play, and you go, oh, he can jump, that's it. Like, you want guys who understand how to play the game. And Bob Cousy knew how to play the game. Jerry West knew how to play the game. Oscar knew how to play the game. We get caught up in, well, how would they do nowadays? Jerry West and Oscar would still be great players, in my opinion. Bill Russell would be a different player. Wilt would be a different player. Bob Cousy would have to be a different player. He'd have to have an ability to be able to get his shot off, but he was a wonderful passer. And you can never take that away from him. He was a wonderful passer. And that's hard to find in the history of the game. He found the open man. They played basketball the right way. Unselfish. Every one of them on that team. That's why you had more Hall of Famers playing on the Celtics on one team. I think they had 8 guys at one point from one team who went to the Hall of Fame. Was basketball different back then? Yes, it was. But you would evolve. Like if I played basketball today, let's say I was playing in high school, it would be completely different. I'd be allowed to shoot 3-pointers. Back when I played, we were told to get it inside. Or to be specific, my coach would say, Danny, what's the rule? And I go, get it inside. And then I'd get it inside to a guy who was a couple inches shorter than me, but that's what coach wanted. Get it inside. I go, okay, throw it in. Throw it into Tom Spaeth. There you go, Tom. Go to work on the low block. But the game has changed. Yes, Mark.
How many times did you roll your eyes every time you had to pass the ball in there?
No, you had to be careful because he was waiting for you to. I rolled my eyes one time. My sophomore year, my dad had traveled through snowstorms, and, you know, he wanted to see me play. And I'm off to a great start. I'm like, all right, killing it. And the coach goes, I need you to sit down. And I went, why? And he said, shower. I go, what? This first quarter. Coach told me to shower. So I had to make it seem like I lost my contact lens. And I went downstairs into the locker room. And I had to stay down there for the first half. My dad doesn't know what's happened. He's traveled from who knows where just to see me play. And I rolled my eyes at my coach. And at halftime, he says to the team, are we going to allow him to come back and be on the bench? I didn't get to play second half. So I got to sit on the bench for the entire second half. Yeah, Mark.
If this was 2022, you and your dad would have transferred somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I would have gotten in that transfer portal.
New AAU team. And yes, I don't know if there was AAU
absolutely.
Back then, but
no.
New team.
Yeah, but I would have done that. I would have got my name, image, and likeness, and I would have made $15, $20. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think there's some players from kind of the before the television era that might thrive more today? Specifically, Pete Maravich with his outside shooting, he would have the complete green light. Even a guy like Reggie Miller. I think if Reggie Miller were 20 years younger and he played in the NBA, he would be completely green lit to take 10 threes a game.
Yeah, you look at Maravich with what he did in the early 70s, and nobody was doing that. And he was doing it against two of the greatest defensive guards of all time, Walt Frazier and Jerry West. And he famously put up 68 points on the Knicks, a team that had Walt Frazier, and no three-point shot. So there are certain players that would have benefited from playing in today's game. Also, how the game is played now, if you played 30, 40, 50 years ago, you would have gotten roughed up. You know, you make a couple of baskets, then you would have been on your butt. I mean, that's just the way the game was played. We'll always go back and forth on this, but I do think you need to have a cutoff of 1980. In 1980 on, you want to rank your players. And prior to that, if you want to have a top 75 from those who played up to 1980, I'm fine with that. I just want to celebrate these players instead of let's criticize them. Bob Cousy couldn't play today. Okay. Couldn't play today. I'm going to guess Bob Cousy would have learned how to play today. He would learn to be a better shooter. He would learn to be a guy who uses his left hand. But he had the ability that not many players have, and that is the ability to pass the ball, to find the open man. And do it. He did it with flair. Yeah, Paul.
I'm looking at a picture of Bob Cousy. When he's 35, he looks like he's about 57 years old because he looks like a normal person of his era. You know, like his hair is receding.
Yeah.
There's gray on the sides. He hasn't done anything to it. He looks like a normal man in the 1950s and 60s.
And then he coached the Cincinnati Royals, and that's when I think the New York Knicks had won 18 in a row or 17 in a row, and Bob Cousy put himself in the game, and the Knicks took advantage of him. And the Knicks beat the Royals that night, Cincinnati. Had Oscar Robertson back then. Yeah, I've watched enough of basketball. There's just certain players who could play. Like John Havlicek could play today. And if you watched him play back when he played, you'd go, man, he doesn't do anything special. He can't run. He can't jump. I mean, he's not quick.
Stole that ball, though.
Yes. Havlicek!
Stole that one.
Yeah, I know. But Havlicek knew how to play the game. I think if you check, Havlicek, I think, separated his shoulder, his right shoulder, in the playoffs, and he played left-handed. And I think he scored like 18 points. And this is against good competition. This isn't against plumbers and firemen, as J.J. Redick would point
out. He'd be out 6 to 8 months these
days. Yes, he would. There was no load management back then. You know, the load was, how much do you want me to carry? No, Elgin Baylor is as athletic as anybody I've ever seen play the game. But not many people saw him play. You know, Wilt was a track star, started beach volleyball. He was an unbelievable player and ahead of his time. I'm assuming they would evolve as athletes. Yes, Mark.
I couldn't imagine Wilt Chamberlain, like, hey, get in the gym and just, like, work out. And just do some arm curls. He looked massive.
Oh,
then.
He was. He was jacked. you know, he was 7 feet, whatever, 1 and 275, but it was like David Robinson, where you go, man, that guy is jacked.
And like, what was his diet? Well,
yeah, well,
sorry,
he had a steady diet. That's for sure. And a steady diet of something there.
He didn't have time for dinner.
No.
Never had a full meal.
No.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
What a legend.
Yeah. Dave in Arkansas. Dave, thanks for holding what's on your mind today.
They call me Pittsburgh Dave, and I need a lot of help right now, but that's not what I'm calling about. We've got to give a shout out. We lost the great Greek musician Vangelis yesterday. Of course, he gave us the great music for Chariots of Fire and Blade Runner, but he also gave us one of the early Sports Center theme songs, Polestar. Dan, I'm sure you remember it back in the day. But why are there so many blowouts in the NBA playoffs right now? What is going on?
Well, everybody is reliant on the three. If you make the three and then you're facing somebody who doesn't make the three, you're going to blow them out. And Boston made their shots. I mean, Miami, everything has to go right for Miami to win this series. They don't have the offensive firepower. And that's where they're going to have to rely. They got to play better defense. But, you know, Boston has got player. Jaylen Brown is a good player. He's not Jason Tatum. Marcus Smart, when he's making his shots. So the defensive player of the year is making his shots. You're in trouble. Grant Williams making his shots. You're in trouble. Miami doesn't have the offensive firepower. By the way, after the first jewel of the Triple Crown, the stakes only get higher. The run for the Black-Eyed Susans, the 147th Preakness Stakes, Saturday 4 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Got PGA leaderboard update. By the way, we reached out to Lane Kiffin. We figured, let's bring Kiffin into the deep end of the pool with Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher. Lane Kiffin said he wasn't allowed to come on the show. The SEC commissioner said you're not allowed to talk about this. I appreciate him at least responding to us. I'm not sure why he told us that he's not allowed to come on the show, but we appreciate. Yes, Todd. What?
No, I got the impression he was interested in coming on, but the only reason he's not joining you is because he was banned from doing so.
All right. Leaderboard. Paulie?
I got Rory McIlroy 5 under. He has not teed off yet. Justin Thomas got a couple birdies. He's four. There's about four dudes at 4 under. Justin Thomas is up there.
Mm-hmm.
Those not too big a name so far.
And if Tiger, like, did Tiger get hurt yesterday? Because if you can't push off, then don't play. We loved seeing you at Augusta, but like, when did this happen? And he didn't play well, but. You know, was he playing okay on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday in practice rounds? Like, what happened? But at some point you just say, you know what, it's not worth it. I shouldn't be out here playing if you're in that much pain. And it looked like he was in a lot of pain yesterday. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jim Sonnenfeld. He is the drummer for Hootie and the Blowfish. Known him a long time. He's got a book out, and it deals with a lot of the stuff that I was around but didn't realize, that Sony's an alcoholic and was an addict as well. Turned his life around, got remarried, and I just thought sort of that spiritual journey that he's been on would be something that would be beneficial to people or eye-opening. Because at one point, Hootie and the Blowfish was the biggest band in the world. Back in the 90s, they had a run. And I remember being around them. And I didn't realize that Sony would go back to his room and basically clear out the minibar. And I think I just got to know him the last couple of years talking to him after all of those other years I'd been around him. And I didn't really know him. And I just thought this book is very important to him, the story that he's telling. And I thought it would be great to let this audience in on that. Go backstage with Sony, the drummer from Hootie and the Blowfish. We'll take a break. We'll do that right after this Dan Patrick Show. Every week we talk about our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards of the DP Show. But also, we invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. One-of-a-kind digital cards there. Available in packs or at Panini's public auctions on the site. Find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, And these are the official products from the NFL, NBA, UFC, French Soccer League. Something for everybody there. Panini NFT trading cards give collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts from every base pack. And in honor of the playoffs, look out for Panini's latest NFT release at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. You're going to be able to check Panini with the great NFT packs, and you're able to rip those while you watch the games, and you'll find these at the Panini Marketplace. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready for anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle at MBUSA.com. MBUSA.com. More phone calls coming up. 877-3DP show. The book is Swimming with the Blowfish. Hootie, Healing, and One Hell of a Ride. Jim Sonnenfeld, Hootie and the Blowfish, drummer, songwriter. The book comes out next month, and Sony joins us on the program. Why write a book?
I was feeling dangerous. I honestly, I think being an old guy, I wanted to see if there was something meaningful in my life. And I thought there was, that I could share, that might help some other people, maybe help them understand the trials and tribulations and glories and victories of being in a big rock band, but more so to tell about how I got to that place, how my bandmates to some degree got to that place, and then also sort of expose some of the downfalls that can happen in that life of entertainment, which I personally fell into in a deep way. But I got lucky too. The story, if you will, has a nice ending. It has a nice, it was wrapped up in a nice bow by the fact that we got to have a huge reunion tour in 2019 to affirm, that there were people out there that still had some love for Hootie.
When did you know you were in trouble?
I had a chance to accept what was troublesome in the early 2000s. I heard a few crew members, some guys which you know personally, they were behind a curtain. They didn't know I was on the other side of the curtain. And they were talking about someone that they were worried about. This guy's partying really hard. He's prone to some temperament. He's has these violent outbursts where he's hanging out with weird people. And I literally thought, I need to find out who they're talking about because I'm one of the four bosses here. I employ all these people. And I got close to that curtain. And when they said, yeah, we just don't know who's going to be the one that's going to have to talk to Sony about his problem. And I was devastated. I literally could not believe they were talking about me. The worry, the anxiety was about me. They were worried. And so what did I do? I had all the information I needed to say, man, this is great. You guys are right. My life is careening out of control. But no, I'm a real addict. I need to hide it better. I need to figure a way out that they're not going to be worried. And, but still do my drinking, still do my drugs, still hang out with whoever I wanted to. So that was my chance. I suffered for about four more years after that before I came to reality.
But you don't know what you're looking for. You know, those on the outside, I didn't know. Like, you hit it pretty well, and I was around the band for a long time, a lot of those tour stops. And I remember one time in Boston, and I said to Mark, the lead guitar player, and then Darius, the lead singer, I said, where's Sony? And they go, back in his room. And I didn't know what that meant. I thought, oh, well, good for him. Like, he's not at the bar. I thought, maybe you're just boring. And then I remember pressing those guys a little bit, and they say, no, he goes back there and he drinks out of the mini bar. Was that accurate?
Absolutely. When someone who's sick in the thinking I was and the actions I was, if there wasn't people to participate with me, if I couldn't get the circus revved up around me, or I didn't like what it looked like because I was doing things that I wasn't supposed to be doing, there's always a hotel room. There's always isolation. And, I had the either benefit or curse. I don't know how you look at it, but I could be the crazy guy in Boston or the isolated guy. Because the fact is, in 24 hours, I was going to be in a different town, USA, and then another town, and then another town. So my worries or my path of carnage, I was able to leave it behind night after night after night, thinking I'd escaped any consequences until they all caught up with me.
But also, you, at some point, do you embrace the lifestyle or does the lifestyle embrace you? Or maybe it starts out that you embrace it and then you realize that it's got the hold on you, not the other way around.
I was very flexible, Dan. I was willing to wear different masks. I was willing to do anything to, fall into the lifestyle or fall away from it if I could successfully do what I wanted to do, which was mainly get a drink up to my mouth or find something to help me stay awake to get to drink longer. And so, yeah, I mean, camouflage is an alcoholic's sort of trick. And so if I could camouflage, become slightly different for different people, I would do that. Very unhealthy, though, in the end.
Did you drink? Were you drunk on stage?
I never entered drunk. And I, again, an addict or someone that suffers in the way I do, we're not necessarily stupid or even misled, it's not like we lack self-will. I'll do whatever I can to succeed in not getting caught, but getting what I need. So no, enter the stage like you've done with us before, shot a Jaeger, shot a Beam, you get on there clean. It's a lot of focus. It's a lot of, you want to be clean. And that just began, that was like my ramp into oblivion. So by the end of the show, I'd have a good buzz going, but what looks better from the audience than a bunch of guys that are out there really letting it go, sweating, having fun, doesn't look scripted. And ours was never scripted. you know, that's a good way to do 2 hours.
And as the son of an alcoholic, I know that you guys are very good at hiding things, or at least you think you are, until you're not. And then everybody notices what you think they're not noticing. I just wonder, like the interventions, how many times did people try to kind of grab you and say, dude, you know, you're giving it all away.
Oh, goodness. There's nothing worse than having an intervention, even by people that love you. There's when you feel the walls closing in and you know the talk is coming, you squirm, you know. And for the last few years, I knew as my consequences became a little more public, at least in our group, I knew they were coming. And most of them, I think, done with love. But deny, deny, deny is sort of the game. I'm okay, or I'm working on that. And the book tells as much how different band members in their love and worry spoke to me. And it wasn't until my last intervention that came from a little bit of a place I wasn't expecting that actually made me think a little deeply. And I was sober a month later.
Wildest bands you toured with?
You know, not that I even saw them in action, but I saw the results of their actions, and it was Van Halen, because we got on this crazy tour that a couple festivals in Germany. We were the only not hard rock band, and we were, of course, it was a big 10-hour festival. We were probably the second band playing to a few people in Munich Stadium. Hey, it's like 90% empty. It's
hold
glory.
Hold my hand.
So we share a big backstage with all these other hard rock bands, including Van Halen. And I'm thrilled. This is my entrance into hard rock, was Van Halen in high school. So I see them in their trailer, and here's Eddie walking out from his trailer, and he's a little gimpy and he's a little slow. I'm like, what's up with him? And as he gets to the bottom, and out comes a cane. I'm like, whoa, that's not good. He's got a cane. Right behind him is Alex, his brother, the drummer, a hero of mine. And he's looking this way when he gets out, and then he looks this way. I'm like, why is he physically looking so weird? He gets closer. He's got a huge neck brace. So here's like two guys looking like they just walked out of a war zone, and they're supposed to be my heavy metal heroes. I'm like, is that what I'm in for? Is that where I'm going? Because this was only the mid to late 90s. I was still partying without as many consequences. But I thought, if that's the end game here, I got to get some new health insurance.
Also, when they think of Hootie and the Blowfish, they always think, well, you guys are just nice guys and never part. When I would tell people, I said, those guys can get after it. And they're like, no, they can't. Like, what do you guys have, like light beer or something? I go, no, I don't think so. I think there's some other things going on here. I mean, you're not Motley Crue, but, you know, felt like you guys got after it maybe more than, you know, America thought.
Nice guys can get out of control, too, and nice guys can live out on the edge and even have some consequences. I don't know, honestly, how we escaped the headlines. We're probably a little lucky, if anything, that way, where some of our actions didn't end up on the front page, or there wasn't a bust up or anything happening. It's a little lucky, honestly. We predated cell phones, so there wasn't a bunch of people when we were at the height taking pictures backstage. That would have been a whole different story. So we're a little lucky, if anything.
He's Jim Sonnenfeld, the drummer for Hootie and the Blowfish. The book comes out next month, Swimming with the Blowfish, Hootie Healing and One Hell of a Ride. Do you remember the day you became famous? The band?
In my mind? Oh, you know, the day I had an inkling that things were happening was probably sitting on the stage late night with David Letterman. It was a place where I said, oh, wait, we're being beamed into the living rooms of millions of people with our little song, Hold My Hand. This is, and I was nervy. I saw the red lights saying record coming on, and I was, and I talk about this in the book, to be sitting on that stage where the Beatles sat in the year of my birth, 1964, was like stupendous. And I sensed like this could take us to a place we've never, ever gone. And it did. That was the turn where you go from playing clubs and theaters to millions of homes. You can't deny, as you like to say, you can't deny us. And it worked. They liked the song. Radio stations played it. People supported us. We did great videos. Thank you, Dan. And
yeah, and Sony wrote Hold My Hand, just to let everybody know. I mean, you did change the lives of those guys. Without that song, there might be Hootie and the Blowfish, but there wouldn't be Hootie and the Blowfish worldwide.
It's always good to come into a audition for a band with something in your back pocket. I'm not going to arrive empty handed. So I had been writing songs for a few years, none of it worth anything. I was the king of writing songs that weren't great, that weren't working, that weren't catchy, until one day it was, with three chords. And yeah, I arrived to my audition with the band sort of, here's this tune. What do you guys think? Meekly, I wasn't trying to play them, but I honestly hadn't played it for anybody else, so I didn't know if it was going to be a great song. And they looked at each other like, okay, you can stay.
And you found somebody who helped you here. So the former wife of lead guitar player Mark is your wife. And I was never bored when I was around you guys. They'd go, oh, you know what's happening now? And I go, what? And then it'd be, you know, this over here, this over here, this over. I go, wait, Sony is dating Mark's ex-wife. Yeah, yeah. And I remember talking to you about it and go, yeah, it's cool. But she helped save you and maybe vice versa through all of this.
Well, certainly. I mean, we may look normal on the outside, but if you ever look behind the curtain, you know, Dan, you stood at my first wedding. And the twists that come are not always in the headlines, but there's nothing weirder than what we've managed to do with my and Laura's marriage, 14 years now, to be successful as parents, all of us, exes and Laura and I, with five kids. It's been a victory, but one nobody saw coming. Yeah, certainly it's a great twist for the book to see an ending that is you never see coming. Laura, in fact, was the one I talk about, my last intervention being the one that was the only one that made me think. And it was Laura, then Laura Bryan, that gave me that intervention. And it's because she came to it from a way that she wasn't demanding answers. She wasn't doing what a lot of interventions end up doing, which is telling me how bad my actions are, how I got to get my junk together, how I am disappointing so many people. I knew that, but she asked it in a different way, saying, do you value yourself? Do you want something better for you in your life and your family? And she, after that intervention, I walked away thinking, and it took me about 30 or 40 more drunks to go, I do value my life. In fact, if I don't start valuing it with an action, I'm going to be dead in a few weeks because my alcohol and drug intake was very high. I just happened to be playing it off better than the average alcoholic.
It's pretty amazing. I mentioned this earlier in the show that I've known you so long, but I didn't really know you until probably the last 2 years. I feel like I know you now, whereas before you were just the drummer in the band. And I just always had a good time every time I saw you. But I don't know if I ever invested in you, because I don't know if you allowed people to invest in you, because you kind of had that mask on.
When it gets dark, and my life was getting dark due to my substance abuse, you're in the dark. I'm not wanting to shine for other people. I want to be isolated, and I became isolated. And yeah, it was a different thing from when we were first hanging out, you know, playing basketball backstage as young men, probably in our 30s, you know, shirts off, and there wasn't a worry in the world. You know, it's, if you fast forward, let's see, whatever that was, 95 to 2005, there's what 10 years can do to change your life. And I look back with fondness on the whole trip. Honestly, the book talks about the darkness, but I also wanted to celebrate the joy, the fact that though we worked hard, we never could have seen what was coming ahead of time. And our lives changed, and our children's lives changed as well, forever. So I wanted
and
to
I remember a- when we were in Glasgow, because I went to London, Scotland, Ireland, and it was underground. I don't know how many people there, a couple of thousand.
Yeah.
But Sonny would always take his shirt off when he was drumming. And then I made sure I caught his attention on the side of the stage, and I had my shirt off with my, my white khakis, and had some good times. Some good time.
You know, where were the video cameras?
That was my 40th birthday, and my wife said, yes, go on tour with Hootie and the Blowfish.
Well, then you're a lot older than I thought, Dan.
Yes, I am. Yeah. No, you look a lot older than I do, but you've done more damage to your body, Sony.
You ought to see the inside, dude.
No, that's not pretty. Good luck with the book, and hopefully we'll see you guys back on the road one of these days. Sony has a latest single called It's Good to Get Back. Where's that available?
Spotify or any of your streaming channels. Check it out. It's good old rock and roll.
Thank you, buddy.
God bless you.
That's Sony, Jim Sonnenfeld, Hootie and the Blowfish. Swimming with the Blowfish, Hootie Healing, and One Hell of a Ride comes out next month. Close up shop after this.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick.
I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Close-up shop, as we always do. Friday, Arcade Fire goes out to the great folks in Buffalo, New York. Certainly what they've endured this past week. Last call for phone calls, what we learned, what's in store on Monday. We didn't make our PGA picks yesterday. Mine was Xander Schauffele, and I'll stay with that. But I don't know. We didn't make it publicly. Fritzy says he'll take Rory McIlroy. That's gutsy on your part there.
I also have a good feeling about Cantlay.
Patrick Cantlay?
It's not a great name if you're trying to make it with the women, but I always liked Patrick Cantlay. But he's trying. He's gotten better, but he just can't quite get there.
Wow.
Anybody else want to make a pick here, even though we don't have anything on this? Marv, you want to take a shot at any golfer here?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I don't, especially since I only know like four.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Pick one of the four. Take Tiger.
I'm gonna say Brooks Koepka since I know him.
Koepka. You know him?
No, I don't know him. I know who he is.
Oh, you know, okay.
Yes.
Seton O'Connor.
You know what? I just got a feeling about Rory.
Do you?
I do. I don't know what it is. Something just in my I just got a hunch that might be Rory.
Okay. Paulie?
I want to go off the board just to make it interesting. It's been a while since Jason Day has been anywhere on a high leaderboard. Mm. I'll go Jason Day.
Okay. All right. Final results of the poll question.
40%, Dan. Dion dominated the day, actually by closer to 45%.
Yeah.
Big winner yesterday.
I thought Dion had a really good day yesterday. And he says that he wants to talk to Nick Saban, not privately, because he said, you can't call me out publicly and then want to apologize privately. He came off as the grown-up in the room. Going back to Sony, who wrote Hold My Hand for Hootie and the Blowfish, they were embraced, and then all of a sudden it felt like America turned on them, that you get too big too fast. And, you know, there were bumper stickers, honk if you hate Hootie. And the guys were like, we didn't do anything. Like, you guys made us popular. We just play music. But they came out with that one song, and that really changed their lives. Yeah, Marv.
But doesn't that seem to happen to any act that gets too big or actor or anything like that, where you get a little bit too big? You know, Taylor Swift's gotten it. Name an artist who's gotten really big, and then, you know.
Like it took 15 years to be an overnight sensation?
Correct.
Yeah, Paulie.
I'd compare him to the comedian Dane Cook. He was the biggest thing for about 2 years, and for some reason, many reasons, but everyone just turned on him.
Yeah, I never understood that. Like, I wasn't a Dane Cook fan, but I wasn't anti-Dane Cook, but he did have that, like a window of about 2 or 3 years. Yes, Ton.
It's kind of a good-looking guy. We like comedians sometimes. You know, we've said it before, overweight or slovenly or looking like they're just going through a rough life and they're complaining.
But they have to be funny as well, Ton.
And they should have a good sense of humor.
Okay. Yes, Marv.
But I think that always happens where there's fans of the guy or the band that, you know, before they got big. Oh, I like their early stuff. Yeah. Oh, they just got too big. Now they're hotter than fish grease, and now people don't like them.
Well, I would always hear from people who saw Dave Matthews Band in Charlottesville. They'd be like, oh, we saw him when he was in a bar in Charlottesville. And I go, okay. So you can still share him. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, that Dave Matthews Band, I remember a lot of people, I feel like they, right before they hit, they spent a long time touring college campuses.
Yeah.
And a lot of people saw them there.
Same with REM.
Yeah.
They were a college campus band. A frat band. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1948, Joe DiMaggio hit for the cycle for the second time in his career. The 1984, Roger Clemens got his first pitching victory. 2006, Barry Bonds tied Babe Ruth for second place on the home run list.
Mm-hmm.
NFL announced in 2015 that extra points would be kicked from the 15-yard line.
Mm.
That was a big deal at the time.
Okay. Also on this day, in 1930, the University of California dedicated $1,500 in research to the prevention and cure of athlete's foot.
Oh.
I remember it well.
We all went like this. Everybody in the room went, oh.
Athlete's foot.
Tough action to acting.
Thank you, Todd.
And boom.
Todd, what did you learn today?
Dylan did the Traeger cooking today. Reportedly doesn't own a pair of socks. I didn't know that.
Seton O'Connor.
Phil Mickelson's going to skip the book department for a little while.
Probably so. He's going to go down the fiction section. Marv, what'd you learn?
Don't play with Bob Cousy.
Cousy can't be stopped. Paulie?
Mickelson books, plural.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. 12:15 podcast coming up later on from the Backroom Guys. Have a great weekend. One more item we close out this Friday. It's Link Soul. 13 years ago, our friends at Link Soul started a two-man golf tournament. Now, it's a small gathering of friends looking to have a good time, little competition. Now it's grown. They have events around the country. They have an event in Ireland. It's about socializing, shot making. This week, Link Soul is giving away an all-expense-paid trip, and you can be in the tournament. Dan Patrick Show listeners, a guest to Link Soul's hometown event, Goat Hill Park in Oceanside, California. I've been to Oceanside, been to Goat Hill, and I've been to Link Soul's factory there. This is their hometown. This is fun. You get gear, enjoy some golf, and to enter and get rules, visit linksoul.com/Dan Patrick. Enter your email address and your name. That's it. There's nothing to buy. Log on, enter today for a chance to live the Link Soul vibe. See what they're all about. Our good friends at Link Soul. linksoul.com/Dan Patrick. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.